This is Clay from Skilled Gentleman Podcast. Alex's goal is to help you stay aware and stay safe. I mean, come on, it's in the tagline.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 277, Movie Theaters and Large Room Venues. A quick note before we begin, I am no longer going to name any mass killer in any study, podcast, or article that I write. Many times, a significant motive for these scumbags is notoriety and fame. By not naming them, I hope to rob them of that pleasure. The new Star Wars movie is opening next week, and it will be a target for the mentally unstable, lone wolf extremists, and terrorists. So I decided to discuss movie theater safety. Furthermore, what applies to movie theaters also applies to any large room venue. We're going to start off with a few case studies and then close with some safety recommendations. I'm concerned about the Star Wars movie opening this weekend for a couple of reasons. First, it's going to be highly covered in the news. The media is already broadcasting how people are already lining up and camping out for the event, even though tickets were purchased well in advance and seats are assigned. It's one of the biggest movie openings in history, which means the theaters are going to be packed to capacity. I'm an insane Star Wars fan. Star Wars was the first adult movie I went to. It was the first time my parents took me with them instead of leaving me behind with my sisters and babysitters when they went out. I was too young to read the opening scroll, so my mother leaned over and read them to me. To top it off, it was the opening night in 1977 at the Mann's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Finally, many of the attendees opening weekend will be dressed in costume. This means that all sorts of weird stuff will be going on and into the theater, including mock blasters. Bulky costumes can also conceal all sorts of different things. So we have media coverage, packed theaters, and moviegoers dressed in costumes. This sounds like a lot like the Aurora, Colorado movie theater mass killing on July 20, 2012. In this case, it was a midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises, a Batman movie. The theater was packed with 400 people. The scumbag waited 20 minutes after the movie started, snuck out an emergency exit, leaving it propped open, retrieved his equipment from his car, and re-entered the theater through the exit. Although some of the moviegoers saw him in full tactical gear, they assumed he was in costume for the opening or part of a special effects crew for the show. He released several canisters of tear gas and started shooting. Nearly all of his actions were out of character for a mass killing. First, he shot at the back of the room with a shotgun and then the side aisles of the room. He switched to his rifle with a 100-round drum, which malfunctioned after 65 rounds. He finished off firing with his handgun. He fired 76 rounds before stopping and leaving the theater. The scumbag was apprehended outside the theater by his car without resistance by law enforcement. In the dark and confusion, the scumbag was actually initially thought to be law enforcement because of his tactical gear. Leaving and not attacking law enforcement were also uncharacteristic. Normally, mass killers take their own life or suicide by cop when the event is over or when resistance is met. There were 12 deaths and 70 injuries related to the event. 8 of the injuries were related to the rush to evacuate. 70 people were hit by bullets either in the primary theater or the adjacent theater. In 2015 in Nashville, Tennessee, a man attacked movie theatergoers with pepper spray, a hatchet, and a knife. It ended with suicide by cop when the mentally ill man aimed an airsoft pistol at responding police. There were only 8 people in the theater and no one was seriously injured. Also in 2015, in Lafayette, Louisiana, a man shot 11 people with a handgun in a movie theater. He acted like any other patron and waited about 20 minutes until after the show started, stood up, and methodically opened fire. He shot, left the theater, reloaded, re-entered, and shot a few more times before finally committing suicide. So let's talk about safety. Normally, the best seats for acoustics and visual effects are right in the middle of the event. Consequently, most people congregate in the center. From a safety perspective of fire or attack, you want to place yourself along the edge. These days, nearly every theater has assigned seating, so you can choose your seat along the edge or close to an exit in advance. The reasons are twofold. First, should an attack happen, the target will be where they can cause the greatest amount of harm in the shortest period of time. That target is where the most people are packed together, the middle. What you want to do is distance yourself from the target. Sit along the edge of the crowd, not in the thick of it. The other reason you want to be on the edge is so that you can have an easier escape. If you're stuck in the middle of a crush of bodies, you'll have a much harder time getting to an exit than if you're already on the edge without, 50 or 100 people in your way. And this just isn't for terrorist attacks, but good for any emergency escape such as fires. The clearer your path to the exit, the greater your chances for escape. It goes without saying that as soon as you enter any building, your first instinct should be to identify the exits. In a movie theater, many are placed to either side of the screen, but some can be up at the back of the theater. When everyone sits facing the same direction, instinct says to go where you see first and where everyone else is going. However, an exit behind and up may be closer. So the rule of thumb when gathering in a public place is to stay on the edge of the crowd and not smack in the middle of the crush of bodies. It's not a guarantee of survival, but it should increase your chances. Be safe when you see the movie. I'm going, and I'm going to take my entire family. However, it won't be opening weekend. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@practicaldefense.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Are you looking to run your own security guard training school? Check out guardcardtraining.com. We have state-approved security guard training materials, professionally printed and bound student manuals, PowerPoint presentations, knowledge checks, and final exams. Everything you need to run your own program. Just open the box and start teaching. GuardCardTraining.com.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today.